This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across states for the remaining phases of the elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today campaigned in the Bhongir Lok Sabha constituency in Telangana. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing election rallies at Narsapur in Andhra Pradesh and Sarur Nagar in Telangana later this evening. BRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao will be holding a roadshow in Karimnagar, Telangana. In Uttar Pradesh, hectic political campaigning is going on. Senior BJP leader and party president Jagat Prakash Nadda is addressing a political rally at Fatehpur. Earlier, he addressed a rally in Chitrakoot. Later in the evening, he will hold a meeting of senior party functionaries of Lucknow, Unnao, Mohanlal Ganj and Rai Bareli Lok Sabha constituencies. He will also head a meeting of the MLAs and MLCs of the constituencies which are going to polls in the fourth phase of elections. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a rally in Bahrech today. He will campaign in Dhorara and Lakhimpur Kheri constituencies also. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra is campaigning in Rai Bareli constituency. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati is also scheduled to address a rally in Kannauj district today. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 58 parliamentary constituencies in six states and two union territories will go to poll in this phase on the 25th of this month. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Jharkhand, and 1 seat of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of next month. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in 3 categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. Last month, the President had presented 3 Padma Vibhushan, 8 Padma Bhushan and 55 Padma Shri awards. In Jammu and Kashmir, a cordon and search operation to track down terrorists responsible for attacking an IAF convoy in the Shaistar area of Poonch district on the 4th of this month, which claimed the life of corporal rank personnel, entered the 6th day today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that security forces, including the army, police and CRPF, have further intensified combing and search operations in a nearly 20 square kilometre area in the Surankot belt. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with his Maldivian counterpart Musa Zamir in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said as close and proximate neighbours, the development of ties between the two nations is based on mutual interest and reciprocal sensitivity. He said India articulates these values in terms of the Neighbourhood First Policy and Sagar Mission. Sri Lanka's Election Commission has announced that the presidential election will be held this year. Issuing a statement on the presidential election, the Commission said the elections will be held between September the 17th and October the 16th this year. The Commission further said steps for electing the president will be taken according to provisions in the Constitution. Indian table tennis player Manika Batra stormed into the quarterfinals of the Saudi Smash in Jeddah, beating world number 14 Nina Mittelholm of Germany. Batra defeated Mittelholm 11-6, 11-9, 11-7 in 22 minutes to seal her maiden last 8 entry in the event. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala this evening. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 10 wickets in Hyderabad. At the forex market, the rupee closed at 83.51 rupees against the US dollar today. The dollar index, which indicates the US dollar's strength against a basket of 6 other leading currencies, was up at 105.63 in intraday trade. And with that, we end this news bulletin.